I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everyone. Here we are at the NXT After Show. We have a fabulous show for you today. Man, we are going to rock it. We had cage matches galore tonight. So much happening on the road to WrestleMania. I'm Emily May, your host, along with Flobo.
Hey, what's going on?
We have a huge panel today. We're switching it up for you guys. So Flobo's to the left.
To my left.
My host, he's the Raw After Show host. He's the newest, greatest, newest member, or not newest member of the XFL.
I should be. They should hire me today. Frontline QB New York Guardians. Give it up.
There you go. We have King Jim.
King Jim?
Woo! Founder of Real Talker himself.
That's right.
He's You're so fine. Excited to be here.
Thrilled.
And then to his left, we have David Christopher, Punk Rock.
Thank you.
He's the one half of the AfterBuzz Wrestling
Tag Team
Champions
of the
world.
That's stress, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
So they're ready to rock. You guys need to get your titles going.
Shout out to Evan Mackman, Iron Man, the song right there.
Seriously.
What about the man in a booth looking fly?
And the man in the booth looking fly with the sunglasses.
That's right. What's going on, y'all? It's Josh in the booth here taking it over two weeks in a row.
Two time.
Awesome. I'm so excited to have the whole crew together. It was an incredible night.
Yeah, it was cool.
Watching NXT together. So let's kind of break it down.
All right.
We started really hot with this cage match. Dakota Kai, Tegan Nox, the rivalry of all rivalries. This bitterness. I loved the commentary bursting. They're bursting at this metal cage, the seams, the rivalries kind of going all over.
Right.
So they started off as friends. And then here...
It never happens in wrestling.
Here we see him in this cage match.
Yeah. Wait, friends are no longer friends?
It never happens. I'm always friends with people.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It's two cage matches on one night. You got to start off top with one of them. I mean, the Dakota Kai, Tegan Nox rivalry, I thought was going to be kind of lame.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was fresh out a bit. But they brought it. And they added the whole Raquel Gonzalez factor in it. So it's not resolved. I want to see more.
Okay. Yeah, no, I totally agree. I was kind of with you, Flo, on the whole kind of getting bored with this rivalry, but then this whole cage mat situation just totally flipped that around.
Word.
And I was actually really invested in this, and they kicked ass. They put on a good show.
Do you like the added Raquel Gonzalez? Do you like that added mixture of kind of mixing up the rivalry a little bit?
I do.
Oh, yeah. You retweeted.
We'll mention that later.
Oh, booting of the week or what?
That's going to be awesome. You can get me this week, too.
So you like that new mix of the rivalry. So again, what did you guys think of the strategy in the cage, trying to escape? What do you think about that?
I mean, what kind of strategy do you really have when you're in a cage? You know what I mean? It's more of survive.
Is this SmackDown?
I think, both girls just tore it down. They went at it. Obviously, it was intense, jumping off of the cage, using that cage, obviously, to their advantages, back and forth match, of course. And then Raquel, obviously, giving the upper hand there. It could have went either way, but I did like that finish, how Raquel
it
played.
It couldn't
a big
go
factor.
Other way, David, because
Jim,
she's
what do you
on
think?
Demand here.
I was saying though is either one could have took the L and it would have been okay.
But here's the thing: in this feud, where's Tegan Nox go for now when Raquel has constantly got you have that bodyguard figure.
Yeah.
We haven't seen Tegan winning at all so far in this feud.
Nope.
Dakota Kai's winning every match.
Good
so
point.
Now with Raquel actually by her side, what chances does Tegan Nox then have unless she recruits someone to help her out? That's the only chance this feud has going forward because it's so one-sided in that case.
Do you see someone in the division that could be that type of person for Tegan Nox?
There's so many new rookies that they're bringing in, so many people that they're underutilizing in a sense. Candice LeRae.
Candice LeRae is always obviously a given. That's part of that
That's kind
triangle.
Of a gift and curse, isn't it?
There's someone they could actually help to elevate this feud and bring in. That's someone that's not getting utilized. So if you want to bring some of the rookies that haven't gotten that much Shine, that's a chance right there, because Tegan needs someone by her side, because it's just gonna, she's always gonna get, you know, overpowered by two women strategizing to get her, you know, out of every match in a sense, and she needs someone that's gonna look out for her.
Who do we have on the roster that's really big and powerful like Raquel?
That's tough.
At that size and strength and that level, no one.
Or at least someone that's has
Jasmine
that kind of...
Duke, but here's the thing. She's so associated with Shayna, it'd be weird to see that sort of removal. We haven't seen any sort of that, but other than that, there's no other imposing...
What about Martinez? Martinez is pretty intimidating.
Yeah, she's pretty tough, but I don't know.
But she needs her own singles, right? That's someone that needs to be elevated.
I do agree.
Yeah, you need someone that needs to get that screen time that helps out by being with
Tegan. What if Tegan Nox overcomes the odds and we cheer for being so good?
But she's lost too many times already.
But what if Tegan Nox like says, you know what, I could do this without having someone help me?
She just brings a chair every time?
That's how I play WWE 2K.
I always bring my chair with me everywhere I go.
Sledgehammer.
So what do you think this is? Where do you think this feud is going?
It has to go to Tampa.
Yeah, okay.
But what's the big blow off? Because if we had a cage match on a regular NXT show, and we still have a month and a half left. What are the stakes? You know, loser leaves NXT, maybe something along those lines, where you want to promote one to the next roster.
I'm on board for that,
but like NXT doesn't really need that. I think that if you have a pure matchup and say this one ends it, that's the only brand to get away with doing that. I think on SmackDown and Raw, there's always this thing like, what's the biggest stipulation? But NXT can
be
done until we say we're done.
Major at stake here. It has to be, and those are usually. When we're talking about major stakes and ending a feud that's already, they've thrown a lot to it.
Right.
You've had cages involved. You just haven't had one-on-one solo matches. There's been a lot of stipulations at it. So you need something big.
Cool. I do agree.
All right. Well, maybe something big is coming down the line. We don't know. Josh in the booth, how can people watch AfterBuzz sports and wrestling content?
Oh, snap.
There you go. Nice.
Well, it seems to me that some of these fools don't know how to find us in AfterBuzz, but I will show you how to do it.
James,
but first, let me take this off so I can see a little better. Subscribe to us on AfterBuzz TV by liking us and subscribing on the YouTube channel. However, that's not the only way. What else can we do it? Find us on iTunes. Give us those 5 stars, because 4 through 1 just don't work. Steven in the back knows only 5 stars work. Thank you for your support and tune in.
Yes.
Amazing.
That was awesome. That's
Thank
right.
Thank you.
That's right.
Now that's how you do that.
I am scared.
Are you scared?
I'm absolutely scared.
You're like shaking.
I'll just give my wallet now. Yes. Here's to my change, man. The buzz home.
So we talked about this first match, and I hear punk rock, this is your favorite. Do you want to talk about why this first one is?
As in the punk rock pin of the night?
Punk
rock
pin of the night.
All right. Let's do it.
Keep it rolling.
Back to back rock and roll.
Yeah. All right, guys. Tonight's punk rock pin of the night is brought to you by Tegan Nox and Dakota Kai. As I was mentioning earlier, this match was my favorite because, one, obviously the feud took a new interest for me. The cage was awesome. I liked how they utilized it. It was intense. It was vicious. I liked the maneuvers off of the top cage, how they took risks. They kept you entertained. And then also the play there with Raquel and how that ended and just kind of leading this feud on to something bigger. You know, hats off to these girls. They killed it, especially seeing them in the cage like that. That's awesome. So that is this week's Punk Rock Pit of the Night.
One of these are actually like a punk song. Real punk. Punk rock.
I love me some air guitar. Yeah. So next up in this in today's episode, we had the NXT Women's Championship number one contender qualifying match, and Shotzi Blackheart coming out with her tank, which is my favorite, against Chelsea Green, a favorite of some of our panelists here.
I love this match because, one, the tank thing is cool. I really dig that. Like, that just makes me laugh.
Yeah.
And then, two,
it just makes you smile. Yeah, ear to ear.
Two words or name, Chelsea Green. I'm just, she looked amazing tonight. I was like,
you said in the Mandy Rose, Mandy.
I think that's my new Mandy Rose, you know? Like, that's Jim's Mandy Rose.
She's getting over. She's back at
Comrades Court.
The Robert Stone thing is working. Yeah. I'm telling you, it just took a little bit to get it going.
But she just looked phenomenal. Like, she had been hitting the gym hard, and diet has been on point.
Well, she's been recovering from an injury, too. Yeah. So, absolutely. Yeah, I think she's starting to roll now. I think big things are coming her way. This is. And I'm telling you, this Robert Stone thing is really helping her out. It gives her more of a persona because she might not be the most comfortable on the mic, or you know, but he can do all the talking. This is where a manager, a talking piece, is crucial to making someone look better. And she does it in the ring. He does it outside, and it's working, and she's picking up wins and going for...
Does Robert Stone add someone else?
I think initially he has to. Because if he's a corporation, a brand... Like, this is your main, right now, person you're attaching yourself right to. Yeah. But in order to build your company and brand, you need more.
Well,
so
he's like an whoever's agent. He's going to represent many people, a talent agent.
I feel like, let's make the modern Jim Cornette, man. Let's have him have a roster of just heels.
That's a weird reference to make.
But, I mean, it's just like, it's like a modern-day vibe, in a sense, you know? Like, the suit and the glasses, and give him a lot of clientele, you know?
Yeah, fair enough.
So how do you guys feel about this matchup tonight? How do you feel about Flo Bo?
I was actually torn because I like Shotzi. She was actually my pick to win the Rumble in that weird lottery thing I did at my friend's house, which I had no chance of winning that one anyway. And Chelsea Green, it's really... I mean, I'll get to that a little bit later, but I really feel like her presentation, like the camera angle she had, her like little Titantron with her face on the wall looked like it was something. It almost looked like AEW, to be honest with you. It looked like something was not part of NXT, which is really cool. I was torn to the end. I was kind of upset that she won with the Unprettier, or whatever she calls it now. But, hey, I liked it.
Yeah, I mean... Right now, because we've had many discussions about Chelsea Green, because she's had a streak of losses. She won a while ago to Caden Carter. So again, she's kind of the, and then she had this win tonight, kind of in not a really momentous way, but she got a win. So what do you think this is building to for Chelsea
she's
Green?
She's the number one contender, right?
Right. They're redeeming.
Well, she's the number one contender, but like...
They're redeeming her, and they're making up for that stupid loss. I'm going to say that was a dumb loss. I don't know why they gave that to her, but they're making up for that. They're building her up, getting her over, which is working. And we're going to get
her in there. She's one of the number one contenders.
She's number one,
She's one of the ones.
Yeah,
because again, we're building up. We have a few weeks, so again, we're going to see a lot of these types of matches leading up to it. Who do you think you could see go against Chelsea Green?
It's hard to say how many people are going to be in the ladder match. Did they say that? How many women, how many spots is it going to be? Because, like, then that's when you put, like, your Canada's Arrays and your Mia Yims. Unfortunately, those talents always get slotted in those kind of matches, I think.
Well, I mean, a given, I think, would be Belair.
Yeah, I got a feeling she's going to get involved elsewhere. I really feel like that number one contenders match is going to happen at TakeOver, but that match at WrestleMania... I don't think it's going to be a pure wrestling classic. Whoa. I think Bianca's going to hang around.
We have a TakeOver before Mania?
The day before,
we do, the day before.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So. It's TakeOver Mania. So this is basically their WrestleMania. So we're going all out here.
I'm thinking Bianca's getting involved the day after.
She has to be involved. So you see her jumping to the big show.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
I mean, all brands are equal, Jim.
No, they're not.
Oh man, don't fight, guys. I'm sorry. Don't pull your metal chair out.
There we go.
So we had this quick moment with Keith Lee coming out to the chants, and Cameron Grimes comes out and kind of like challenges him, and there was boos galore. It was like the booing party of 2020 over here.
Yeah. It was just so random. It's like Cameron Grimes is out of nowhere. Okay. And I just love how Keith Lee just kind of like punked him. You know,
he's like, no, you don't punk him.
So here's my AEW thing. If there was records, his record's pretty good. Cameron Grimes' record is pretty good. He should have a title match.
That'll
but he
looked
that. Pretty drunk coming out there. Like, hey, I deserve to be next.
Cameron Grimes, man. So he's winning me over. He's coming out there. He's trash. I mean, I can't do it. That dude sucks.
Right.
And for him to even be involved with Keith Lee, it's just like, why are you wasting screen time? Why are you wasting screen time? Give Keith Lee someone more legitimate. He just came off fighting my boy in a classic.
Yeah.
And now,
Who? My boy Dominic DiJoko.
But who after him?
Anyone. I mean, even Damian Priest. Honestly, anyone above Cameron Grimes. Even Damian Priest. Yeah. He took
We've
out Dominic.
We've seen that, though. We've seen
and why not Keith Lee kind of being the friend or guy that respects Dominic? Why wasn't he kind of feud, a quick feud, maybe like a, you know, a couple shows and just the next thing in lines till you get something for him. Because we're going to have to build something big for Keith Lee for Tampa, right? That's right.
And learn from the only smart people around here.
Yes. Oh my God. Josh, you're fine.
That's awesome.
Josh, you're cool.
I can't be fired anymore. I'm not the moderator. Josh, you're cool.
See, that's what smart people know.
Anyway, we had a series of promos tonight. You know, Austin Theory and the Swerve that they're, you know, which we get into later in the episode. You know, again, Undisputed Era. So then again, they're building these little storylines backstage. And then we lead to this tag team match with Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly. And
you know it's the match.
Oh, there you Kyle.
And Morgan and Burke. So again, you know, they're trying to get their tag team titles back. And there's like this wild battle of these tag teams. Do you guys think? This was an interesting match tonight. I felt like it was interesting. Flobo, I know you had some interesting takes.
You know what? I hate to say it, but I like the hell out of Burch and Lorcan. I know they're gonna win anything.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
So,
I did
like,
tonight.
Tough,
you're on board.
So crisp,
you're on board
with
that.
And I don't know, man. I just feel like the Undisputed Era, the tag team, O'Reilly and Fish, just don't look as crisp as they were this time December, this time November. They seem kind of like, they kind of out of sync a bit. So I was kind of hoping that Burch and Lorcan, but there was no chance.
You're actually getting to see what they really are.
What's this? You already told me they suck.
Undisputed Era. Well, yeah, they're not as good as...
Me and Jim are on the same page.
No, they're good. They're not elite, but they're good.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're solid. They're mid-carders. That's what they are. Ooh. They're mid-carders. They're bad. They're supposed to be in a mid-card. Them holding those titles. That being booked like Evolution or DX was just ridiculous. Because these guys, I mean, Adam Cole's barely getting over on his brand as a main guy.
No,
when you bring these guys...
No.
Where's the gavel?
I'm powerless with my gavel.
Bring my gavel!
These guys are just mid-card talent.
No. Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish put in the work for years in ROH to held out NXT's main event for over a year. You telling me that they suck and they're overrated?
They're mid-card talent.
They're not mid-card talent. These guys are a top-level talent for that brand on this brand, ROH, and all these places.
Kyle O'Reilly was actually ROH champion at one point.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And that's really meaningful.
Here's my thing.
Hey, hold on. Here's the thing. Hold on.
Okay.
I do not think they suck. They don't suck. They're very skilled, and I do love the MMA background style that they bring. They're very good at what they do. But
Have they distinguished themselves, Dave?
I agree to the point where if they were put on a bigger brand, the Flow, yes, they are great for this brand, but if they were put on, say, like Raw or SmackDown,
right,
would they really
this
do
This isn't
much?
Raw or SmackDown. This is NXT,
We're talking about NXT. Right, but yeah. I mean, we're trying to blur the lines of brands now, right? We're talking talent, if they can carry, you know, their weight. Yeah. I mean, they're good, they're okay, but...
They're mid-card talent, right?
I don't see
them as mid-card talent.
I don't know, but they're not main event yet. At least not my opinion.
Wow. But they've been treated, they've been booked like...
They've been in the main event for 2 years. They're not main event, like guys. I've just been in main events for years, but not main event.
They've been booked like it.
David and Jim are coming from is that they work better as a team rather than an individual, because if they split up or if they go to another place, they're done.
I mean, as a tag team, I think they're really great. They highlight each other, they advance each other, elevate each other. But again, finding a place for them, you know, is difficult. And so I feel like tonight was a great match for them.
That's my team.
Well, maybe because they can't cut it as singles.
You know, and it's fine, and that's part of what you figure out.
Yes, it's fine. They're tag team wrestlers. There's a bunch of teams.
I did really dig tonight's match, though. It was a solid classic match to me. It was Burch and Lorcan, man. Those guys, I dug them. I was almost like, man, maybe we should give these guys a chance for a run at it. You know, like, they have the potential.
They're on TV so infrequently, and they still get response from the crowd. They still do the one and two. They still sing the theme song.
I was behind them, man. I was like, all right. And I mean, they hung in there. And again, it was just, you had the grappling, you had the grit, you had just these two teams just showcasing each other, and it was a cool match. It was just a classic.
They're too old school to get over in modern day.
So
that's a possibility. Yeah, that's plausible.
So getting to like the end of this, you know, Undisputed Era, you know, O'Reilly and Fish take the win, but then the Broserweights come out.
Fair enough.
And the Grizzly Young Vets come out and cause some havoc. What did you think about this moment?
I'm
just like chaos.
I'm sorry, could you say something, man? I think it works, but does James Drake know how to speak? He hasn't said anything on camera in like 4 months.
That's his thing.
It's always like, hey, you got this? All right, cool. You know, it's kind of weird. But I'm going to see that match. I got a feeling that the match next week between the Bros Erased and Undisputed Era, yeah, it's going to come to a schmoz. You're going to have a triple threat in Tampa. And that happens, I'm all GYV. Those guys are hot.
Triple threat, yes. Absolutely. Well, here's the thing. I'm bored with this situation, like I said, with UE. I'm bored with it. I don't care to see them in the Broserweights. Like, it's old. And,
yeah.
You know, so let's throw something fresh in there. So let's get GYV in there. Let's do triple threat. And let's not have UE take it. Please.
Ooh. Well, and I like the mix-up. I feel like tonight was an example of challengers saying, hey, I deserve to, like, be here and do this. And I like the mix-up.
So, I like
and
it,
the
yeah.
challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you want to get ahead, hit someone in the back of the head. It's my shot now.
It's like speaking of things that we love, we're going to do some booth thing
of the week. So now usually I'll pick someone, I'll say, dang girl, you're booth thing of the week. But I am torn this week. The entire match, Shotzi Blackheart, Chelsea Green, and Robert Stone's looking pretty fine in that brown suit. I gotta say, damn, homie. The glasses game ain't my flavor, but I can't knock a man with a nice tailored suit. Chelsea Green is on another level. She is statuesque. She can move. Her reach is impeccable. And Shotzi Blackheart comes with a little tech running around. It's pretty sick. So that whole match, use my boot thing of the week this week.
Nice.
Thank you, Bubba.
No problem.
Woo! That's awesome. And I know we're all going to be excited to see Chelsea Green some more later down the line.
Absolutely.
So we had this challenge. We had Swerve versus Austin Theory.
That's your guy right there.
And Austin Theory, which I loved the description, it was the blunt force of a chiseled epitaph. Coming
that's
out.
Miro, right? Miro, right? Miro,
yeah. You know, it's a battle of skills. You know, what do you think of this match?
I think it was a great match as far as the two styles. What it, you know, like, and they said it was speed versus strength. But what I didn't like is the fact that, you know, Austin got over. I get they're pushing this kid, and he's got a bright future. But let's make him work a little bit. Let's make him earn it. And yeah, I think Swerve's been there. He's put in that time. He's got the talent, the skill. You know, I think Swerve should have took it. Again, it was a great match, hands down. But, I mean, I want to see this kid work a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, he did, like, an amazing dropkick. Theory did, like, some amazing dropkicks.
Yeah, no,
tonight.
I mean, he put on a great performance, absolutely.
And he was fantastic tonight. Jim, do you have thoughts on Austin Theory kind of being this rising star in NXT?
Not right now, because it's all about after TakeOver. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, guys just wrestling against each other. They're fine. They do good work in a ring, those two, especially with the Clash of Styles. But it's not going to help them in the next 2 months right now. It doesn't even matter if they're pushing Austin Theory, because it's all about building towards NXT TakeOver Tampa, you know, and the main guys in the main feud. So right now, it's a holding pattern for this guy. But I could see him after Tampa, after WrestleMania season, them kind of pushing him.
Yeah, I agree with, like, 90% of that. I feel like it was like a receipt. Hey, we fed you to Ciampa. Mm-hmm. We're making sure that people know and can buy and invested. Swerve hasn't been featured enough, so it's like, okay, Swerve, just do your thing, because we saw you at Worlds Collide. You're pretty solid, but his idea of people hanging out and being like, I don't like you. Match tonight? Kind of weak. So it's like, what was the stakes there? I would much rather them not have the promo than have the promo being like, I beat Swerve like that.
But here's the thing. Are we just kind of using Swerve now as that guy, you know?
It looks that way. It obviously looks that way. And you need guys like that. I'm not trying to be that guy, but like Shelton Benjamin before him was a guy that was solid, was athletic, can make anyone look good, but he always lost. I mean, we need that on every brand. It does suck at Swerve, because if you watch Lucha Underground, that guy, sick, that's kill shot, you know?
Yeah.
So we had a very serious interview tonight with Johnny Gargano and Mauro, and it was really serious, and he was talking
Wait, ask your question.
Calm down.
I was like,
what is wrong?
Everyone's swerving everyone tonight. What the hell?
No, they're so mean.
You love Cameron Grimes. You're gonna have
no, I mean, it was so over the top.
Yeah.
It was so ridiculous and silly. And like,
I thought it was so much fun.
I felt like he was having like spasms or something. You know, it was like, calm down.
He was going up and down.
Jim, that's a boy, right?
Yeah, roll the tape to a year ago when I coached this guy's complete waste of time on screen. So this tonight is just once again just feeding to my points. I've been right a lot lately.
So if you're at home and the match is take over Tampa, the main event of Johnny Gargano versus Cameron Grimes. You watching it, bro?
No, I'm making food. I'm in a bathroom. I'm doing other productive things.
What a heel!
Johnny Gargano's fine if he's just working a ring. Don't have him talk. We're talking about guys like Swerve. I see more potential, way more potential with Swerve going forward than a Johnny Gargano.
Yeah.
Johnny Gargano is a finished product. We know what he is. We know he can work. Yeah. You know, and he can put on some decent matches. Guy has no character. Guy can't really talk.
Yeah.
He tries too hard. You're seeing someone. He's like the Ricochet almost of. Of NXT, just a more veteran because Ricochet has actually potential.
Wow, you know, I'm so mad I'm agreeing with you right now, but go ahead.
But Johnny Gargano,
to Ricochet,
he was the same guy last year, he's the same guy now. You're trying to make him into a heel. He's not that. He's better off being a face because he doesn't have to push trying to be a bad guy. When you're trying to see someone try so hard, it just doesn't look right, and you don't believe it. I believed in Johnny Gargano. I still don't.
No, Johnny Oscar? Johnny
Oscar. Hey, I'll pick up a pizza. I'll pick up a pizza from his father's joint.
I'll disagree that I loved that it was...
Yeah, solid. Thanks, Johnny.
I loved it. No, I really did. I think it brought out some fun, and Mauro was really funny in his reactions of him, being uncomfortable.
It wasn't supposed to be funny, though.
I know, it wasn't supposed to be
Mauro's funny. Mauro's funny now?
Yeah. Well, I thought it was entertaining because,
It was entertaining,
because you know how Mauro... Because this is the first time we saw Mauro, an interview. I was like, is he going to cry? Is he going to beat him up?
It was serious.
But it's supposed to be not funny at all.
It's not supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be serious. I get that. But I meant entertaining.
Are you a liar?
That it made me want to see what was going to happen next. Yeah. All right, we'll pass this because Jim's going to get mad.
I don't want
to
see what's next.
So, all right, we have to get to this biggest cage match of the night. Second biggest cage match of the night.
Of the top two cage matches.
That was better than the first one.
I don't think it's better than the first. But anyway, fair enough. We had Velveteen Dream, Roderick Strong. It was an interesting ending. Roderick Strong takes the win, but in an interesting fashion. It doesn't kind of go down in a single fall traditional way. We have two combustible ingredients together in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
I love that description. What do you guys think about how these two handled each other in the cage?
It was an interesting finish, but
I didn't think about it that way.
I got you. No, it was an interesting start too when you had Roderick's wife coming out with a kendo stick.
Yeah, kendo stick. We had a lot of interruptions in this match.
Yeah, it was a different match. I mean, again, those are two guys. I'm gonna take Jim's words here. They can work. They put on a good show in the ring. They do. It's something that we know we're gonna be entertained, but. Personally, like I've said before, I'm just kind of bored with Roderick in this situation. Mm. But I do like, in the sense of how it ended, that they're building a different feud now. So let's see what happens with Cole, which is interesting. I didn't see that happening with Adam Cole. So that's a different direction for Dream. And does that open doors now for other contenders? You know?
Yeah. True. I mean, do you feel like there's still... I know we've had discussions about this before. Do you feel like they're still trying to figure out the protagonist-antagonist kind of in this match and kind of leading up to this new rivalry?
It's hard to tell because, Velveteen Dream was never a pure face or heel, inside of terms, but he got destroyed backstage in October. You're thinking he's coming back, he's a good guy, but then he does the whole, heel move by putting, photos of his wife on his tights.
It's a cool heel.
So, it's a heel that gets cheered. The thing is now, with Roderick Strong, I think, of those two in the ring, Velveteen's way more charismatic. You're like, okay, fine, Velveteen's a guy, but switching it to Adam Cole, is now Dream a face again? I don't know. I hope that's the case because Adam Cole is in sore need of someone to face him that is charismatic on the level that he is.
No question. Dream is carrying this feud with Roderick. I mean, completely.
Yeah.
Because he can't. He's using his charisma and charm and just personality. I mean, there's no one better than Dream on this roster when it comes to mic skills.
True.
By far.
He's top tier. He's top tier.
Incredible.
He's no question.
Incredible.
He's on top of his game. Adam Cole, hey, this is a time for him to drop that title. I mean, TakeOver Tampa, this should be the last time we see Adam Cole at the title again.
Okay.
And Dream is the guy to take it. They've been building a guy. He had the North American Championship. Then he had the injury. They were building. this was his path, you know, to get to that title. I think the injury might have derailed it, but it still gave some time. Maybe he would have been rushed then. I think this is a time now to make the Dream your top guy on this roster.
Oh, NXT. So you won't, won't move him. Okay.
He's going to be the top guy on NXT, and he should be, because he's got, even though he's young, he's got all the tools that a lot of these other guys that are trying to push, like Johnny Gargano, will never have. And like we're talking about Undisputed Era, a lot of those other guys besides Cole don't have.
Okay, so you think there's more potential. He's not a finished product.
No, he still has a lot of room to grow. And the thing is, he's already better than most on that roster, because his mic skills are elite already. Mm. He's got natural born charisma. And right. his in-ring skills are still at work. I mean, they're good, but like those mid-card guys can hang with him or can sometimes out-wrestle him in a way.
I miss the days when you were wrong, man. I love those days. Like, you were crazy. You smoking something.
Take notes.
Hey, Lana says it.
Because he's one of the only smart people in that.
I totally agree.
Oh, my goodness. So how did you feel about Undisputed Era kind of coming out and helping with this match? Because it's like a big interruption. It's throwing Velveteen Dream off his game. At first, I initially thought that, oh man, this is going to be bad, but Velveteen held up his end of the bargain and kind of like hit, you know, was hitting everyone and really like stood his ground in the ring. Do you think this was good for him?
Yeah, you know what? It made the Undisputed Era look like chumps. And I'm the guy who was sitting there and defended him 10 minutes ago. But having
one
like,
man took him all.
Yeah, slipping up banana peels, going, whoa, this is too much action happening. It was kind of weird. And I get the idea. You bring the guy back. He won his feud. You want to put him in that position. Mm-hmm. But I kind of felt like, wow, they did it in the most like trailblazing way where I don't think Cole has a chance. You know what I mean? But I don't know how you felt, Dave. But I was kind of like, all right, that's how the show ends. Yeah. See you next week. You
know? No, I mean, I agree with you, Flo, in the sense of, like, I mean, it was a given. We knew that the crew was going to come out, right? That's a given.
Yeah.
They have to. But, yeah, for him to just kind of just run through him like he did was really interesting. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like,
no, it just builds him. It should be done
that way. Of course.
It builds and makes him look more like a legitimate guy, you know, like a legitimate top guy. Yeah. Because he's taking out all of them. That he doesn't need help. And it shows that he's really the guy now that's the top one to contend with.
Right, but can that whole group. But can Cole recover from that? Or is it almost like a given now, Dream's going all the way?
He should go all the way. But Cole is good enough to keep this feud alive. I think there's going to be some great promos between these two leading up to it.
Yeah.
So it's going to buy, you're going to buy back into Adam Cole, even though this is going to be like a little blimp on the radar when it goes forward, because it's going to be about Cole and Dream, not the Undisputed Era, technically. It's not no more Roderick Strong. It's about Cole and Dream for the title. And I think their solo promos are going to make it work.
I have a question. Does it matter that it looks like the NXT title is being defended at TakeOver Tampa, where the women's title is defended at WrestleMania? Would you have both of them at WrestleMania? Or
no, because it needs to be against a Raw or SmackDown person.
Fair enough.
They're not big enough. They're their own brand. They got their own show the night before, or on Friday night. There's a reason for it, because you got to have your top title on that. None of these guys are getting elevated. I mean, afterwards, possibly, but no. The reason that Rhea Ripley is going to be at WrestleMania because of Charlotte only, okay? Rhea Ripley defending is Bianca Belair. That's on NXT TakeOver or anything. Charlotte's what makes it a main roster move.
Which, by the way, is going to be awesome. Yeah, I mean, that deserves
it. It's a great
So we saw a little preview of that this evening with Rhea Ripley kind of walking the stadium for WrestleMania, looking at the seats. How do you feel like that build-up's going to unfold?
How amazing is
that
promo,
right?
I mean, to like, that's like a dream. I'm sure we've all have a similar dream, you know, where you just, what you've worked to your whole life, you're there, the big moment. And especially for her being like the first one of that brand, of a brand that was just kind of looked at as like the bottom, you know, and to just kind of represent.
All things are equal, David.
I mean, but I mean, just that moment, you know, because you dream. I personally have dreamed of things like that. You're just walking out in that arena in that stadium, and right before a big night, and you just
in
like,
Tampa,
maybe not necessarily Tampa.
Yeah,
James,
but, Tampa.
The Guardians,
the Kills,
the
XFL
team, the Vipers are
the
Tampa.
The Vipers are Mark Trussman. Jesus,
but
I mean, away from that.
But
the
I mean, that's just really, it's just really cool to see how far she's come and what she's doing for the brand, and just to see them have that kind of stage.
Oh, she's a legitimate star. That's why I think we are seeing not only Charlotte's the name that puts it on wrestling. WrestleMania on the marquee, but Rhea Ripley's coming out as the major star. And here's the thing. Anyone who is going to take that title from Baszler is going to be immediately made a made star. Mm-hmm. That's like Brock Lesnar taking it from The Undertaker with the streak, in a sense, just a lesser extent. Whoever was going to take it from Baszler was going to be a bona fide star. And they didn't pin it on Bianca. No, as much love on Bianca. That's who didn't choose to do it. They chose Rhea Ripley to be the one. And she's proven him right now. Yeah, no question. She's carrying her end of this feud with Charlotte. Yeah. She's hanging with him. Charlotte's one of the best, if not the best of all time.
Top three.
And Rhea is looking very legitimate in the promos, in the build-up, and in ring. So they made the right pick by making Rhea the top one to go with on this brand.
Yeah. Agreed.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, we won't have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
So next week, it's going to be NXT out of the Performance Center. We're going to have Keith Lee and Cameron Grimes.
Finally.
And then Broserweights in the Undisputed Era. And
I have a quick question,
more.
Though. I have a quick question. Like, what do you guys, sorry, not to cut you up, but I mean,
no,
what do you guys think is going to happen between Balor and...
That's right.
And
Ciampa?
No.
No.
Sorry, I'm forgetting his name.
The guy from Austria. Okay.
Walter.
Walter.
Otherwise,
yes.
Ciampa. 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 Yeah, period.
Yeah.
Ciampa.
Because we had that period. Like we had that intense
you guys have
promo
to keep
from Balor.
Straight.
Right. But you know, he's just like, you're gonna see me sooner than you expect.
Yeah. Without my notes, I'm powerless. I'm so sorry.
I know. I can't. But like, so
do
nothing.
I know. I'm
so do you think? But I mean, do you think Balor is gonna cross over to Europe for just an appearance or just kind of?
He's done it before.
Tore things up a little bit.
Yeah. They're gonna build that feud. No question. It's gonna happen at NXT. Tampa. It's going to be Walter versus Balor. And I think we're talking about Balor being the one to challenge for Adam Cole's title, but I think now we're seeing a clear path of Dream being the guy. And Balor, we needed to see him in a top match, and what better than him and Walter? I mean, you're talking about two top guys. That's a legitimate match that has more weight almost than the championship match. Like, I'm more hyped for Balor and Walter potentially than I would be for Dream.
But how does that work, though, man? Because Walter has a championship, and if Finn Balor loses that, it's like, wow, every time you had a big stage, a title match, mm-hmm. you've lost. He doesn't be the second one. And if Walter loses, it's like, well, where does he go?
Well, he comes back to – well, you're going to do the same thing you did. You're going to bring him to the main roster. You can bring – I mean, it's been an interchangeable
–
you know, Tyler Breit has been up and down, you know, from UK to NXT. I mean, they've done this before, you know.
Yeah.
So Walter might be now – that might be his entry to be permanent member of the NXT brand.
I'm on board. I'll buy the merch.
All right. I think we're all on board, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to be all on board for NXT next week here at AfterBuzz. Thank you all so much for joining us. Thank you all for being here with me as we, like, drive this boat. where can people find you, Flobo?
You can follow me on Twitter, at FloboVoice, on Instagram, at Flobito, and, of course, Flobito.com.
Hey, Real Jen. Talker is the place, RELTalker.com. Check me out Monday nights on the Raw After Show, brand new Kings Court, because we like ratings on Monday nights.
Oh, show too.
We also like ratings on Wednesdays. You can find me on Instagram, David_Christopher_official, or Bit TV Network, and as always, every Wednesday here with this panel.
Yeah. Amazing, and you can find me on all social media platforms at Emily May Heller. Thank you so, so much for watching. Please join us next week for another NXT After Show. Buzz you later.
Good night.
Bye. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.